In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Colorado has activated a response plan to combat the potential arrival of the New World screwworm. Several infestations of the parasitic fly have been discovered in Texas cattle. The Colorado Department of Agriculture says there is currently no reason for livestock owners to be concerned. However, they are urging ranchers to be vigilant in monitoring their herds for signs of that parasite. The federal government has 2 months to finalize a plan to manage the Colorado River, but it's running into resistance. A rough plan from the Bureau of Reclamation would set water releases from Lakes Powell and Meade for a decade, but it would require tricky renegotiations every 2 years between the seven states in that river basin. Colorado's top river negotiator, Becky Mitchell, said that would be tough.
The constant renegotiation every 2 years is difficult.
The federal plan comes after the seven states have failed to reach an agreement for years. The statewide ski numbers are in for last season, and perhaps to no one's surprise, they were far below average due to the lack of snow. Colorado Ski Country USA saw 10.5 million visitors, more than 20% below both the 5- and 10-year average. Now resorts are hoping for a busy summer season and banking on the projected El Nino weather pattern for a better season come this fall and winter. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A tornado watch for northeastern Colorado until about 9 p.m. this evening. Right now, it's 4:06, time for All Things Considered.